My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Browns, as they get ready to take on the Giants. Nothing earth-shattering there.
The airplane's on autopilot. How's that sound?
I just think it's a great opportunity for the Browns offense this week. It's a Giants defense that has not been good through the first two games, and a huge opportunity. And if they go out and don't put up more than 18 points in a game, I'll be stunned. I really think that they'll put up some points in this game.
Jeff, when they were winning in the first half, didn't you think they'd score more than a field goal in the second half?
Yes, I did.
Against Jacksonville, so
exactly why I'll be stunned.
That opportunity's there. Again, they need to fix those little things.
But they only put up 13 in the first half the other day.
But they had three drives of 12 or more plays. I think that's where you look at it and say, okay, that's where we made progress. We had one first down against Dallas. Now we're coming out with a 16-play drive, and then they had two drives of 12 plays or more. And, you know, 12 plays or more normally mean at least 3 points. So as long as you don't turn the ball over, you're going to be fine.
Something going on with the quarterback spot in the NFL, and I wonder, Andy, I'll steal the Letterman line. Is this anything? It's next on Baskin and Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. I am Jeff Phelps, and this would be Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.
It'd be tough to do the show with Baskin without Baskin. It'd change the name of the show.
No, it wouldn't. They'd change the name of the show, change us, and boom, there they go.
Yeah, that would make a lot of people happy. I've seen them. what they write about us, they have nothing better to do. So.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah.
We just heard from Deshaun Watson, and you know, think about Deshaun the last 2 years here. Played 6 games in each of the last 2 years, and hopefully he's out there the whole season this time. But I think it's interesting around the NFL, and you tell me if this is anything. We've had some injury problems with quarterbacks already. J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota went down very early on. Whether he was going to start or not ahead of Sam Darnold, you had to figure at some point this year he was probably going to start. And if not, clearly the quarterback of the future. But they had Sam Darnold there. Mm-hmm. And they're off to a 2-0 start, I believe. Okay. And Darnold's look good. In Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson comes in. He's the starting quarterback. He wins that.
Yeah.
But then he's hurt. And so then Justin Fields steps in, and they're 2-0. In Carolina, you have the number one overall pick in the draft, Bryce Young. They're 0-2. They don't look good. Boom, they make a change, and you bring in a guy who has started in the league for a very long time, and Andy Dalton, and has been more than competent. Green Bay, you have Jordan Love. Give him the great big contract. Whoops, he gets hurt. Here comes a young backup in Malik Willis, and they completely change the way they play the game last week and run the ball like crazy and do some different things, and they actually win. And then in Miami, Tua gets a concussion, and here comes Skylar Thompson, who, nothing against Skyler, doesn't have an extensive resume, but is going to get the going to get the chance to be a starter.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that at the very least, 5 quarterback situations already where we've seen backup quarterbacks, different quarterback. I say backup for Justin Fields because he was the number 2 guy, but there's 5 already. And it just screams more than ever to me, Andy, you better have a competent backup quarterback. And now this is the thing to me that makes me think, is this anything? it almost feels like there are more competent backup quarterbacks in the league than there used to be. I don't know if that's true or not.
I can tell you why.
But it feels like it. And most of them are guys who might have been starters and got kicked down because they didn't perform well enough as starters to make their management happy. Yet they're still pretty good, and teams are giving younger guys a chance, and then maybe they're stepping up.
In generality, okay, other than Green Bay, I think this is a complete byproduct of paying quarterbacks a lot of money early on as rookies and then feeling the pressure to put them on the field. Like, you must have a good backup quarterback. And I as the game has evolved, the game has changed, the rules have changed, more of a passing league, more of these things, it's the dynamic of the quarterback that's changed, and maybe that's why we're in the situation we're in. There teams don't allow growth. I mean, we heard Aaron Rodgers talk about it, right? He said this at the beginning of the season, and I think he's right. I'm sure Brett Favre would say the same thing, that when you look at the quarterback position, we're in such a hurry to get these guys on the field.
Yeah.
Way too fast. If a guy's a number one overall pick, he's on the field week one because what are we paying for? Why did we draft this guy? Why do we make the investment? But if we could just take a deep breath and say, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a couple weeks. And so I think the guys that we used to start would be your starters have become the backups because now teams know, well, we better have a plan B if this young guy doesn't work out, but we're going to stick with that young guy no matter what. And then, you know, I think we rush these guys on the field way too fast. We don't give them any chance to develop. And we're telling them, hey, because you played college football against the best in college football and you may have played in front of some crowds of over 100,000, you must be ready for the NFL. Or I want an NFL pro-style quarterback who's ready today. They may be physically ready, but I don't know if they're mentally ready all the time. And you're asking a lot out of a young quarterback that you're drafting in the first round. And then are you saying, okay, go out there and take your lumps and learn the game that way, and we'll have a veteran behind you at quarterback? I think the system is going to correct itself at some point.
It's interesting to me because a lot of the guys who are backup quarterbacks now, Andy, are exactly what you said. Young quarterback, we throw in there, he doesn't work real well, and boom, he's out.
Yeah, we're in a big hurry to unload these guys.
Yeah, well, let's in our division. Okay, Justin Fields is starting now, but listed as the backup in Pittsburgh. That's what happened to him in Chicago, right? Hey,
exactly.
We threw him out there fast. It didn't work. Jameis Winston, I don't know if Jameis is the complete fit of that because Tom Brady comes to Tampa and then he's out. And, you know, Jameis is now a veteran, but Jameis has had some success in the league. Josh Johnson and Jake Browning don't really fit that mold for the other teams in the division.
Do we bring up Tampa's quarterback?
Well,
did we hit the eject button too quick on
Kyle
that?
Kyle Trask? I don't know if you did. Kyle Trask is the backup there. In the AFC East, Mitch Trubisky, same thing in Chicago. You know, they put Mitch out there. Mitch actually had some success and won some games. Boom, not enough. He's the backup in Buffalo. They have Tyrod Taylor. Jacoby Brissett will be the backup once Drake May becomes the starter.
It's almost like if you're not a quarterback drafted in the top 20, you're in a different world. You got some?
Oh, I was just going to add in another part to this.
Yeah.
I think the overall quarterback play has taken a step back.
I think that's probably true, and I think a lot of it is because of what Andy talked about with rushing guys onto the football field allowing guys to develop.
I think it's also because we had what?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Five Hall of Famers retire? Six Hall of Famers retire? I mean, 10 years ago, you had Peyton Manning, you had Drew Brees, you had Tom Brady, you had Eli Manning, who's going to find his way into the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
you had
peak
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we could probably, if you give me a little bit more time, we could find more versions of these guys. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is probably a surefire Hall of Famer.
Andrew Luck, who we talked about earlier in the show, left.
I think Stafford is a Hall of Famer, but there's an argument to be made. I mean, you could even throw Philip Rivers in 10 years ago, who's right on the borderline, too.
Yeah.
There were so much the quarterback play 10 years ago was at such a higher level than what you are seeing right now. And some of that is what you both have brought up with not letting these guys develop. Some of that is the evolution of the college game to be more point and shoot, essentially. Position has just evolved so much.
Let me go ahead and add something to that.
And the quality's not there.
Let me add a guy. And Dan, you can go ahead and laugh at me. Sam Darnold, who I liked when he was coming out, and he went to New York, and man, it didn't go well. They threw him out there quickly, and it was not good. And he went to Carolina, and that didn't work. You know, he and Baker were there. And then he goes to the Niners last year, barely gets on the football field, but kind of a step back, learn a little bit, you know, working with Kyle Shanahan and that offensive system. And now, at least so far in Minnesota, in a one-year deal, he's off to a pretty good start. And part of that goes back to my quarterback receiver theory. Well, you've got Justin Jefferson, who's going to throw him the ball. So that Sam Darnold's going to throw him the ball, and so that helps Sam. But he might be in a position next year where a team that needs a quarterback goes and signs him because they're going to play J.J. McCarthy.
Jeff, look at the top six quarterbacks going into this week and tell me how many of these guys are resurrected quarterbacks. Derek Carr has the highest QBR at 96.2.
Well, he's on his second team. Resurrected, I don't know, because he was good in Vegas. He was good with the Raiders, but he's doing just fine on his second team.
So that's resurrection for me. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, no. Geno Smith.
Geno was
his fourth.
Geno was dead and buried.
Darnold
they
is
dug
fifth.
Him up. Sam's another one of those guys.
Baker is six.
Baker's another one of those guys.
But also, I mean, what you're saying makes a ton of sense. I just also think we all need to lower our expectations because I think we're going to realize what we watched 10 years ago
if we need
the golden age of quarterback play.
Okay, but the other thing is if we're lowering our expectations, they probably should lower the payroll on these guys then too.
Well,
Look, I want these guys to get paid.
Can I stop you both?
Yeah.
Only takes one.
That might be the most astute thing that's ever been mentioned on this show.
13 years? That's as good as we've
done? That's as good as we get.
Wow.
It's true. We're paying these guys like they are. Peyton Manning.
Yep.
And Tom Brady. And Brett Favre. And they're not playing like it. Many of them. You know, hey, pay Patrick Mahomes? Sure. Pay Lamar Jackson? Sure. But you know, pay Jordan Love after one good year. Boy, that's a lot. That good for him. Pay Dak Prescott. I think Dak's really good, but is he the same caliber as Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson? You know, that's a really astute comment.
We're paying the guy. I mean, we're paying these guys because we think they're going to be the man. And it's like, well, once you have the quarterback, you've got to. And I understand locking him up.
And they've shown they've kind of been the man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Dak's really good, but is he worth what he's making, you know?
He's 22nd going into the third week.
Yeah.
For whatever. I know this is a short sample size. But I'm talking about that resurrected career, that second team or third team. Baker's on his fourth, isn't he? Four, yeah, because he was in L.A. for a second.
Baker's on his fourth.
So it's like we're in such a hurry. Like, slow down. There are quarterbacks that deserve it. They deserve all that. Look, all these guys deserve that cash, man. They take a beating every week. But I think
and they take the heat every week.
When we give them the money, or when we, like it's our money. It's not our money. When they get the money before they've actually accomplished it, it kind of, I don't know. We're in such a hurry. Let's become the man first rather than saying, well, we think we've got the man. And you saw his stats and he threw for this and okay. We've got a quarterback on our team who threw for over 5,000 yards. Is he not the man?
As a backup.
Yeah.
And 33 or 4 touchdowns, along with 30 interceptions.
I'm not saying it has to be here, but why isn't he the man?
Somewhere? I know. I just think it's a very interesting time in the quarterback spot in the NFL because there are some really interesting backups. And, Dan, you're right. The upper-end guys just aren't around like they used to be. And maybe expectations are all out of whack based on pay, Andy. Some great thoughts by you guys. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.